The White House thinks federal agencies spend too much on management support contracts. It's calling on them to reduce support services spending by 15% next year. That move will save $6 billion, they estimate. The latest rollback is part of the administration's Cut Government Waste program. It's spearheaded by Jeff Zients, Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget, and Dan Gordon, Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. They say spending on management support services has grown faster than any other contracting over the last 10 years, and it reached $40 billion in fiscal 2010. Agencies are already under orders to make inventories of their management support spending, so they'll know where to begin cutting. William J. Lynn III is stepping down as the Defense Department's Deputy Secretary. He promises the new secretary, Leon Panetta, he'll stay on until Panetta chooses his own deputy. Lynn joined the Pentagon in 1993. Before that, he worked for Senator Edward Kennedy as liaison to the Armed Services Committee. As Deputy Secretary, Lynn helped create new policies for space, energy, and cybersecurity. A defense analyst tells AP possible successors to Lynn are Policy Chief Michelle Flournoy or Acquisition and Technology Chief Ashton Carter. Two senators call for progress reports on the government's efforts to get rid of unneeded or underused property. Senator Tom Carper, of Delaware, and Rob Portman of Ohio sent a letter to multiple agencies requesting status updates. They want agencies to describe their property and management efforts over the last 5 years. They also want information on strategies agencies are using to reduce their property costs. Those requests are part of the government's ongoing property reform efforts. Federal asset management falls under the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management, which Carper chairs and Portman is a member of. You can find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Good morning. Thanks for making the Federal Drive part of your day. Coming up later this hour, lots of newbies are joining the federal government. We'll have advice on how they can get started on the right foot financially. Plus, there's a special discount coupon service, that is, just for warfighters, their families, and veterans. And the founder is going to tell us how it all works. Those stories and more ahead in this hour of the Federal Drive. But first, agencies are under pressure now to reduce the number of management support contracts by 15% over the next year. That's the White House's latest mandate in the government-wide effort to reduce contract spending. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on how agencies are supposed to meet this goal. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so how are they going to get there? 15% reduction sounds pretty draconian.
It seems like a lot, but let's start with some basics of what really is management support service contracts, because they can mean anything, really. OSPP is focusing on 15 specific product codes that should focus on, and agencies should focus on those product codes to analyze their contract spending. And these product codes include professional and management services, such as policy review and development services, personal service contracts, and it also includes IT support services, including the old ADP. Remember those, Tom? The automatic data processing services and development,
yep.
acquisition support, and backup and security services, all around ADP. I think that's a pretty old term, but it's that idea of supporting the back office functions from an administrative standpoint. Dan Gordon is the administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. He says the 15% goal equals about $6 billion over the next 14 months.
There will be agencies or parts of agencies that will say, we need the services. That's really a program decision and not a contracting shop decision. And our answer to them in that case is, then you're going to need to find your savings by negotiating, for example, fixed prices instead of time and materials, or at least negotiating for a lower hourly rate, if that's the way we're paying it. But when we can, we need to cut back on these services so that we can reach this 15% goal by the end of fiscal 12 and drive the spending from $40 billion down to $34 billion.
Now, Gordon says he'll be discussing how to reach these goals at the ACSTAT sessions. These are very similar to what we've talked a lot about, the TechSTAT sessions, but with acquisition professionals, the chief acquisition officer, and others. Now, he also says OFPP will provide broad guidance for how to reduce these contracts. A few agencies already are making progress. Gordon pointed to the Commerce Department as one example. Now, I caught up with Gordon after the event and asked him how agencies can use their legislatively mandated service contract inventories.
Yes, we have the service contractor inventories for the civilian agencies. As you know, Jason, for DOD, there's actually separate legal guidance, and we are less involved in that side of the process. But the short answer is, yes, we have the inventories. And in addition, as I mentioned in the session now, last November, when we gave agencies guidance, we alerted them to these 15 product and service codes, and we said these are areas that should be of special interest. So when you're thinking about, is there a risk of over-reliance on contractors, we alerted them to the need to focus on these 15 product and service codes.
So, Jason, why is OMB focusing on management support services of all the possible services?
Right, and that's a very similar question that I asked Dan Gordon. I think there's several reasons. First, it's a matter of money. We're going to follow the money here. Agencies spent $40 billion in 2010 on these 15 product codes. That's up 400% since 2000. But Gordon says the growth is just one of three overlapping reasons.
One is the very fast growth. As I said in the session, there may be areas that have grown faster. I'm not aware of any. $40 billion, that's something on the order of 7 or 8% of all federal contract spending just on these 15 product and service codes. High risk because of the use of time and materials and cost reimbursement. That was the second red flag. The third red flag was the nature of the work. Even before I came on board in the summer of 2009, we had the agencies do pilots. So they themselves picked functions where they had concern of potential over-reliance on contractors. Guess what? The areas they picked tended to fall into these 15 product and service codes. We were concerned about the work potentially being either close to inherently governmental or in any event leading to situations where the agency was overly reliant on the contractor.
All right, so the obvious question, by the way, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller reporting in. The obvious question is, what about contractors? Have you gotten any reaction from the contracting community yet, Jason?
I think the contracting community is a bit lukewarm on this. I think they want more details. They understand the need to reduce unneeded or duplicative contracts, but they also don't want just these ad hoc changes without thought. Trey Hodgkins is a vice president for procurement policy at Tech America. He says the association is concerned that the burden to cut these contracts falls solely on the vendors, meaning that the agencies will cut, and vendors will be the one left holding the bag, if you will. Now, Stan Soloway is the president of the Professional Services Council. He says PSC is also concerned about having specific dollar targets that too often take, you know, a priority over strategic decision-making. He says there could be an indirect call, if you will, for insourcing because the 15% goal could create an approach that lacks the necessary structure for agencies to make good decisions. Now, both PSC and Tech America both called for OMB to offer more direct and specific guidance, which is something I did hear from Dan Gordon, said they are working on it as well as working through the ACSTAT sessions. But I think, vendors are concerned. I mean, 15%, this was a big growth area. This, you know, doesn't seem like a lot, but $6 billion across the agencies, that's a bit of change.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of tension lately between some of these professional associations, industry, and OMB. There was the whole brouhaha, which is still going on, by the way, over the idea of interim rules where nobody gets a chance to comment before they become effective. But on this issue, it seems like OMB is not going specifically after the cause of this. In other words, if there's a reason, as Dan Gordon said, that agencies are overly dependent on management support services, that is to do things that you would think agencies can do for themselves. Any word on how they can help agencies overcome the weakness that caused them to hire those contracts in the first place before they just cut willy-nilly?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point because it goes back to this, what we've been talking about for 2 years now, hiring reform. Can you get the right people at the right time? And with pay freezes and hiring freezes and cutbacks, you're not going to, you know, many agencies are not going to have the ability to hire those types of workers to replace the management consultants. And the goal is not necessarily to replace them. The goal is to say, okay, what are they doing? Do we need to do this? Is this a priority? Is this a mission-specific goal? And, you know, as Jeff Zients says at the hearing, the deputy director for management at OMB, he said yesterday at the event, well, a lot of these consultants are writing reports, are providing services that the agency may just not need anymore, and they need to look at it and say, you know what, I just can't afford it. And I think that's going to be a big key. I think that's something that Dan Gordon, Jeff Zients, and others have said. You know, it's not just a matter of cutting to cut or bringing the people in-house. It's not insourcing. It's let's not do this work anymore because we can't afford to.
15% is a pretty big number. It seems like agencies are likely to choose specific contracts and just end those rather than trying to take a little bit from many contracts. Any sense of where that's headed?
Well, remember, it's 15% across government. It's not per agency. So, you know, the Defense Department, for instance, has already reduced the number of time and materials contracts, and they've cut 5%. They're using 5% less time and materials labor hours contracts than they had been the year before, and they're finding pretty big savings, something around 7 to 10% lower prices by using firm fixed price. So I think what agencies will end up having to do is really focus on, okay, let me look at this contract. Do we need it? If the answer is yes, then, okay, can we move to firm fixed price, or can we take the labor hour rate or the time and materials rate and renegotiate those rates? And I think, you know, a lot of vendors would say, well, I'd rather have the contract at a lower rate than not have the contract at all. So I have a feeling that what we're going to see over the next 6 to 8 months, 9 months, is a lot of negotiations between contractors and government and whether they need the work or not, and if so, how much they're going to pay for it.
Of course, if you cut 15% and negotiate your service contracts down, you're still not bringing that work back into the government. All you're doing is getting a lower price, but the management issue has not been solved. So that means that Dan Gordon and Jeff Zients are going to have some oversight to do to find out where this thing is really headed, sounds like.
I would agree, and I think that they're trying to set themselves up through, again, the ACSTAT sessions is one way. The guidance, I'll be interested to see the guidance, too. Okay, what type of reporting requirements will agencies now have to meet these goals based on, you know, what the guidance is going to say? When I spoke with Dan Gordon afterwards, he didn't really give any sense of what the specifics about the guidance. So I imagine it's something we're going to have to wait and see in a couple weeks. Now, the other piece of it is it's less about do we just trim at the edges and hope that equals 15%? But what I think OMB is really calling agencies to do is say, really look at these services. You've spent a lot of money on these services. Do we really need to spend the money? And I think agencies, you know, they had DHS, they had USAID, they had DOD there yesterday as well at the event, and they didn't talk about these types of contracts specifically, but they did talk about different areas of acquisition that they've looked at and said, okay, can we do this better? And the answer is yes. So I think that
sure.
There's a lot of fat, and now they're saying we need to all go on a, you know, agencies all need to go on a diet.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for that report.
Thank you.
And you can find links to more information and read Jason's write-up, federalnewsradio.com.